Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutation, and lightning-filled alohas to you. We just had one come crashing very near the information and entertainment complex here at Woodruff and Garlington. So afternoon thunder bumpers right on time. Great to have you along as we get underway with the portion of the program that is the most heavily commuted, also one of the slowest hours of commuting here in the upstate. It's the 5 o'clock follies, and as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation. Just use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. If you prefer to send me a text, use the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307, and the email address is always there for you, bob@1063word.com. Speaking of the email, and before I get to that, let me repeat the keyword for this hour, and even though you are not crying, you may need a tissue, T-I-S-S-U-E. Grab a tissue. That is the keyword for this hour in the $1,000 bankroll contest powered by our friends at Carolina Campers. All right? Get that to 72881. Tissue to 72881. That's the text line number for the contest, and hopefully get a winner in this hour. Speaking of the emails, I got this one from who is this from? Oh, from Bob Lee. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. Regarding newspapers, you remember newspapers? They used to come, you know, and they'd toss them into the shrubbery by your house or up on the roof. And then you'd get the newspaper and you'd find out what was going on in the world. Rather than today, where you find out what happened yesterday in the world today with a newspaper. Newspapers have, of course, turned into buggy whip manufacturers. A list of some of the nation's top newspapers, who they are and what they do. That's just pretty good. The Wall Street Journal, read by the people who run the country. The Washington Post, read by the people who think they run the country. The New York Times is read by people who think they should run the country and who are very good at crossword puzzles. USA Today is read by people who think they ought to run the country but don't really understand the New York Times. The Los Angeles Times, read by people who wouldn't mind running the country if they could find the time and if they didn't have to leave Southern California to do it. The Boston Globe, read by people whose parents used to run the country. The New York Daily News, read by people who aren't too sure who's running the country and don't really care as long as they can get a seat on the train. The New York Post, read by people who don't care who's running the country as long as they do something really scandalous, preferably while intoxicated. But they do have the world's greatest headlines. New York Post. I'll never forget when Yuri Andropov, who's a former premier of the Soviet Union, passed away. The headline in the Post was, Andropov dead. It's not bad. The Chicago Tribune is read by people who are in prison, who used to run the state and would like to do so again, as would their constituents who are currently free on bail. The Miami Herald, read by people who are running another country but need the baseball scores. The San Francisco Chronicle is read by people who aren't sure if there is a country or that anyone is running it. But if so, they oppose all that they stand for. There are occasional exceptions if the leaders are gay, handicapped, minority, feminist, atheist, and those who also happen to be illegal aliens from any other country or galaxy, provided, of course, they are not Republicans. The National Enquirer, read by aliens from another galaxy and people trapped in line at the grocery store. And finally, the Seattle Times, read by people who have recently caught a fish and need something in which to wrap it. So, there you go. Yeah, I know. It's sad. It's disappointing. But the Greenville Daily Worker did not make the list. And on the text line, Bobby, I disagree. USA Today is read by someone who stayed in a Holiday Inn Express last night. Probably. Bob, why isn't anybody talking about Putin's bombshell about the $400 million illegally given to Hillary's campaign? It's a way of life for her, and we do nothing. Right. Bobby, why isn't Greenville trying to host the 2020 Republican convention? A number of very solid reasons. Number one, we don't have enough hotel rooms. And number two, we don't have a big enough convention center. Other than that, we'd be right in there. About the woman who bought the wrong scratch-off ticket right across the street at the Red Robin gas station. She asked for one ticket, and they gave her the wrong one. She went ahead and took it anyway, scratched it off, and won $250,000. Bob, it's no $250, but I'll take the $1,000 giveaway. There you go. Tissue, again, is that keyword. All right. A dozen minutes after 5 o'clock, I mentioned the Middle East, even more unsettled than usual these days. The Iron Dome Israeli defense system has been really active over the past 3 or 4 days. Hamas has been launching at them. If there is a better intelligence service on the face of the earth, if you were going to rank them, the old KGB would be right up there. And maybe in a photo finish with them would be Mossad, the Israeli intelligence service. Their agents, Mossad agents, recently pulled off an op where they got a bunch of documents detailing Iran's nuclear program. If you like Cold War, and of course Cold War is long gone, but this is verging now on being a really hot war again between Israel and all of their Arab enemies. If you like stories about what's going on in the black arts, in the great game, documents detailing Iran's nuclear program in a dramatic 6.5-hour operation in Tehran in January, removing a trove of materials that included partial designs for a nuclear warhead. Now, I remember the mullahs in Iran have constantly been telling us, oh, have no interest in nuclear weapons. Right. While at the same time, tyrannical dictators that run that country continue to talk about wiping Israel off the map. But they continue to claim that they have no interest in nuclear weapons. Well, if that's the case, then how come Mossad agents got a bunch of materials and included partial designs for a nuclear warhead the Iranians were planning on building? This is a pretty cool story. We'll share that with you. And more on the summit meeting today between Putin and Trump, and how the lamestream media is going berserk as usual, heads exploding. Oh, Donald Trump. John Brennan, the former director of Central Intelligence, saying what Trump did was treasonous. Right. Be right back here on the Bobby Mack Show on Monday.
Hoo-ah!
Welcome back. Thunder and lightning. Very, very frightening. 21 after 5 here, the Monday, Can't Trust That Day edition of the Bobby Mack Show. In on the text line 71307. Bob, I think the Greenville News is read by puppies as they are doing their business. Brian in Liberty. Bobby, Congress does a great job humiliating our country, but I have to give the prize to the American press. They take the cake. I wanted Putin to ask that imbecile reporter, how stupid are you? One of the reporters was talking to Putin about the Russian interference, and Putin said, where's the evidence? You got some proof that Russians interfere? Let's see it. Bring it on out. Bring it on out here on the world stage. You know, it would be funny if Putin would tell Mueller, you know, yeah, we'll send one of these, those 12 GRU, Russian military intelligence guys, we'll send them over. You try them. Where's your evidence? That might be interesting. Putin did say, you know, you want to question him? Come on over. You know, we have police agencies here that are perfectly capable of questioning these 12 individuals, and you're welcome to watch. Think Mueller's going to be taking him up on that? Yeah, right. Bobby, don't be silly. Those plans weren't for a nuclear weapon. They were plans for an alarm clock. Yeah, remember the Muslim kid a number of years ago had the science project that he took to school? This at Breitbart today. Israel has revealed new details about the nuclear documents stolen from Iran earlier this year, including information that Iranian scientists were helped by various foreign sources. In April, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu gave a dramatic presentation of the 100,000-plus files stolen from a warehouse near Tehran that he said proved Iran had lied about its nuclear program. This would be shocking. The Iranians lying about their nuclear program? The New York Times yesterday cited unnamed nuclear experts as saying Tehran's nuclear program was almost certainly larger, more sophisticated, and better organized than initially suspected. Well, not more than initially suspected by me and a lot of others who knew they were up to no good while Obama was giving them whatever it was, $150 billion. The Times reporter, together with journalists from the Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post, were shown key documents from those collected at the behest of the Israeli government. The Iranian files made repeated mention of a substance called uranium deuteride that's used to make neutron initiators. According to experts cited by the Times, uranium deuteride has no use except for the manufacture of nuclear weapons. Well, maybe they just needed it to start a few campfires. You know, they always claim they were just working on nuclear energy for the lighting of homes across nuclear power, nuclear energy. Iran was also said to have received assistance in their warhead design efforts from foreign experts. Wait a minute. If they only want nuclear energy as a power source, why would they have designs for nuclear warheads? One of the countries that provided major assistance was, as the former president used to say, Pakistan. Other files recounted to Iran's challenges in affixing a nuclear warhead to its existing long-range missiles. Tehran eventually abandoned that enterprise. It's quite good, said Robert Kelly, a nuclear engineer, former inspector for the IAEA, told the Times the papers show these guys were working on nuclear bombs. Yeah, I don't know about you, but I'm certainly stunned to hear this. According to the three reports, the documents reinforce Israel's assertion that even after signing Obama's nuclear deal in 2015, Iran maintained its goal of obtaining a nuclear weapon. And remember how Obama told us, this will have peace in the Middle East. Yeah. This will guarantee that Iran will never get a nuclear weapon. Want to bet? The files mention the Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, as a member of the Council for Advanced Technologies. That's the group that approved the nuclear weapons program. Iran was on the cusp of mastering key bomb-making technologies when the research was ordered halted in 2003. The reports also released details. That was 15 years ago. The reports also released details on Mossad, that's the Israeli intelligence service, on the Mossad seizure of the archive in 6.5 hours, with one official comparing it to the heist from Ocean's 11. Except the stakes are somewhat higher here. The Mossad operatives used powerful torches to burn their way through dozens of giant safes. Israel unveiled the treasure trove of documents before President Trump announced that he was imposing crippling sanctions against Iran. I would say not a moment too soon. By the way, in the wake of the Trump and Putin news conference today, Chris Wallace from Fox News also has an exclusive interview with the Russian president, and that will be streaming live on our website beginning just after 6 this evening. Just go to 1063WORD.com and under the Fox News special coverage banner, we will provide coverage of Chris Wallace's exclusive interview with the Russian president starting at 6:06 this evening, hosted by Jared Halperin from Fox News. Never thought I would hear a pro-Putin message on WORD. What's pro-Putin? We're not pro-Putin. We are merely saying we don't necessarily believe what the American intelligence agencies have been telling. Look at what's been going on with the FBI and the DOJ. Would you have any question in your mind about why President Trump would be suspicious of anything and everything they say they turn up? Bob, those were not plans for an Iranian nuclear weapon, but plans for an Iranian copy of a Westinghouse refrigerator. They're no longer in business, are they? Westinghouse? Aren't they gone? Bob, Aunt Debbie, Washerwoman, I Know Nothing, Schultz, the FBI, the CIA, and other missions members of the deep state are more suspect of election tampering than the Russians. Red Rover, send Mueller right over. Yeah. Yeah, I'm holding my breath for that to happen. Bob, was that IDF Special Forces? Same ones who did the famous raid on the Entebbe airport? Wasn't there a movie made about that? Yeah, no, this was not military. This was Mossad agents that were responsible for stealing all those Iranian documents, which suspicions confirmed, proved what we had known all along. The Iranians had been, and probably to the extent they can, are still trying to get a nuke they can stick on top of a missile to head in the direction of Jerusalem. 5:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on Monday.
What?
Welcome back. 5:37. Devil is going at it with his wife. Don't know if he's using a stun gun and a hammer or not. Holy cow, did you hear that story? Rain coming down with the sun out, but still headlights on, please, when you turn your wipers on, turn your headlights on, too. Bob, rain really coming down. Please remind drivers, turn on your lights. It's not for you to be able to see, but for us to be able to see you. Bob, of course the Iranians want to use that technology for power use in energy. They plan to light up every house in Israel. Yeah. By the way, I mentioned earlier in the program, Hillary was out speaking, and she's trying to raise her profile, maybe re-energizing her base, what few remain of it, for a rumored potential run again in 2020? Are the Democrats really that delusional that they would actually run Hillary again in 2020? Hillary said things like the Republicans want to, you remember Joe Biden back, I guess it was 2012, campaign was saying, the Republicans, they want to put you back in chains, talking to the African-American population. Yeah, GOP, they want to put you back in chains. Hillary actually said that if President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, if he was approved, that they would be, she said she used to think the Republicans wanted to turn America back to the 1950s, but now she's convinced they want to turn it back to the 1850s. So in other words, if Brett Kavanaugh is approved as a Supreme Court jurist, then we're going to have slavery in America again. That's a realistic argument, Hillary. Thank you for that. Meantime, Nancy Pelosi, displaying more bizarre behavior Thursday. She does a weekly press conference. This thing is worth watching sometime. Just for the price of admission is worth it to watch her various brain freezes and speech problems. During this one, she confused Russia and China at least twice. While attacking Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh, Pelosi had trouble saying effectively. His kowtowing to the president is effectively saying. Moments later, while attacking the Trump tax cut, she said, and I quote, the GOP tax scam for the rich that added $2 trillion more to the deficit. $2 trillion. What is a children's dollar? Money Penny, is that like a smaller version? Is it an economy size dollar? Is it shrunk down, reduced, encased in plastic? What?
I thought it was the little plastic dollars you get at the stores.
Yeah, that must be it. And we can't have that. We can't have the deficit increased by $2 trillion. Ay, ay, ay. Bobby, this is Paul from Moonvale. Hey, Paul. Hope you're doing well, along with the lights being on, with the wipers. Could you please tell people if you're in the left-hand lane on a major interstate, oh, here we go, and you're not passing, get into the center lane so other people can go by you. I was behind someone on 85 today doing 60 in a 65 posted speed limit. Thank you. Bob, 1850, is that for Pocahontas? Oh, that reminds me. I got a funny email, too. I don't think I showed you this one, Money Penny. It's a picture of a vehicle, okay? And we've talked on the program in the past about how we name various vehicles. I had one that my previous vehicle was named Black Ops, but that vehicle's down the road now. Anyway, it's a picture of a vehicle. And the email said, and I'm paraphrasing, but I'm pretty close here. It said, Bob, I don't usually name vehicles, but I'm thinking about naming this one Elizabeth because even though it's very white, it insists it's a Cherokee. And it was a picture of a white Jeep Cherokee. it's not bad. I mentioned Chris Wallace has an interview upcoming with Russian President Vladimir Putin that we are going to be carrying live on our web stream when it begins at 6 tonight. I got a little preview for you. Here is Wallace asking President Putin about Syria.
He called the rebels in cities like Aleppo and Ghouta, he called them terrorists and said if they're in the civilian population, some civilians are going to get killed. And then he talked about the efforts by U.S. Allied forces and the U.S. to destroy Raqqa, which of course was the stronghold of ISIS, and said that the obliteration there and the murder of civilians was much worse.
In additional information following the joint news conference with President Trump, Chris Wallace asked President Putin, what else, if he had any compromising information about President Trump.
But he basically indicated that they had no interest in Donald Trump. They didn't have the resources to do it, even if they had had interest, and that was not a factor in their relationship.
Vladimir Putin said in the news conference, he was asked that same question in the news conference. Do you have any compromising information? You got any pictures of Trump or any members of his family from the Christmas party, Mr. Putin? Huh? You got some dirt on Trump? Let's see it. And Putin said, look, you know, when Donald Trump came to Moscow as a private businessman, I didn't even know he was there. You know, we get all kinds of American billionaires coming over here looking for business opportunities, looking for prospects. I don't know about every one that comes to Moscow. So now, certainly, you know, with the dramatically increased profile of Donald Trump as president of the United States, yeah, sure. We know where he is, but when he was over here as a private citizen, as a businessman, no. In on the text line, Bob Pelosi said children's dollars, but clearly she meant to say chazillion dollars. Yeah, that must have been it, chazillion. That's a word she was searching for there. Bob, children's dollars are simply the money the Democrats give you for having kids. Bobby Mack, I can't believe that Hillary Clinton is still talking down to all of us deplorables, like we don't have any brains. Bob, Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey quit performing because they couldn't compete with the Democrat Party. Probably too true. Quarter before six here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back.
Rock on, brother.
That's what we do for 4 hours each weekday afternoon here on the Bobby Mack, the electric radio program nominated this year for a South Carolina Broadcasters Association Award as Radio Program of the Year, which means, of course, it must have been pretty slim pickings in the list of... we are finalists in that, along with the Hawk and Tom Show, morning show from our sister station, B93.7.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, I know. That and 50 cents. Actually, that and $1.04 will get you an ice cream cone at Mickey D's. In on the text line, Bob, I'm thinking about Hillary's comment, 1850. No IRS, no income tax, no TSA. Well, there you go. Bobby, now when kids run away from home, what do they do since there's no circus to join? Food for thought. To the phones we go. Never Trumper is back here this afternoon, wants to comment on the big Helsinki confab today. Hello, Never, what are you thinking?
Hey, Bobby, I got to give you credit for reading off some of the text and taking some of the other callers that were a little bit critical of your stance of this morning's speech.
Sure.
So kudos to you for that. But I think it really comes down to a choice. Do you believe Dan Coats and the CIA, or do you believe Putin? And I think it's a big stretch to really consider that there's a deep state conspiracy that has got all of these CIA guys in a box, and they have all turned, and they don't have the evidence that they claim they have, the CIA, the FBI, and versus the word of Vladimir Putin.
Well, let me answer your question. And my answer to the question, I think, is very similar to President Trump's answer today. I don't know that I trust either one of them. And as for your assertion that they've got all these CIA guys, look, CIA is a corporation, just like any other big business. Whatever comes down from the top, everybody gets their marching orders and follows along accordingly.
Yeah, but do you think that the corruption in the CIA now runs so deep that everybody has been converted to be a liar.
Well, number one, I don't know that there is. I don't know that there is corruption in the CIA. I have not seen the kind of evidence for that that I have seen about the evidence of corruption that exists within the FBI and the DOJ. I have suspicions about levels of corruption within the agency when John Brennan was running it. I can tell you that.
But Dan Coats believes in the people that work under him that say that believe that they have proof that Russia attempted to hack the DNC in the favor of Donald Trump in an effort to hurt Hillary Clinton.
Why in the world would Vladimir Putin prefer Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton as president? Hillary had already dealt with the Russians on the uranium deal, where they got 20% of our uranium. Obviously, she was going to stick a for sale sign on the lawn in the White House. Why would Putin not want her in there to deal with rather than Trump?
Well, that's a good question, but best asked of Putin, which he was asked today, and he said, "I prefer Donald Trump."
Well, wait a second. You're arguing against yourself. You just got through saying we shouldn't take Putin's word for anything, and now you're saying when he says he supported Trump, we should believe him. Which is it? He's a liar, or he's telling the truth?
Well, it certainly depends on the outcome of the statement.
Yeah. Well,
what is the value?
It depends.
Mean, he may lie and tell the truth.
It depends.
Be whatever it does benefits Russia.
Certainly that's his primary concern. But as a former president once said, never. It depends on what your definition of is. Thank you for the call. Quickly, Joseph, who's on his cell phone. Hi, Joe, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Bobby, these never-Trumpers, whenever you confront them with facts, they just stumble and stutter. Who would I trust more, the CIA or Putin? You know what? At this point, I think I trust Putin more.
Wow.
Look at Strzok. Look at the deep state that we have. I don't trust anything, anyone from our stinking government says anymore. Nothing. Zero zilch.
And you know, if there is a takeaway from all of this Trump-Russia collusion stuff, when you go back to Fusion GPS and the fact that Obama used the same group in 2012 against Mitt Romney,
yep.
The really sad takeaway from all this is the destruction of the confidence in our agencies of government that we depend on to defend our liberties and freedoms.
And I'm living proof of that, and I would not trust the FBI, the CIA, or the so-called DOJ. I wouldn't trust them to shine my shoes, and they brought it upon themselves. And Putin has no worry. I mean, why would he lie about it?
Yeah.
I mean, he's a dictator of a country. He's not going anywhere. Why would he lie about it? Now, why would he not hold Trump hostage
over
it?
Good questions. Thank you, Joseph. I appreciate it. One more to go. Bonus hours on the way next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!